There's no maximum time. In fact, the longer the interval is usually the better the interval. It's never too late to get the booster dose. But if you give it too early, then the body sees it as one exposure. It doesn't get the chance to kind of relax and refresh and wait so that it sees the antigen again as a second booster. The idea of not taking the vaccines in one go is similar to many of our other pediatric vaccines. The first time your body sees an antigen, which is the germ or the piece of the virus, your body mounts the first immune response to it. That's called a prime, immune system prime. And then the second time it sees that germ or antigen is what we call a boost. It boosts the immune response. So what we're trying to do is to induce a memory response. And the more times the body sees the antigen, the higher that memory response will be and the quicker it will be. With Pfizer in adults, the studies show that actually a lot of the protection comes from the second shot. So after one shot, you are not fully protected. You are more protected than if you didn't have any shots, but you are certainly don't have as good protection as once you've had both shots. The level of antibodies produced by the vaccine is boosted much higher after the second dose. And yes, antibodies do wane with time. So this is what we're learning, is that as the months pass, so antibody levels do come down. There is some debate and discussion as to whether, you are still protected against severe disease, hospitalization, and death, or whether your protection is actually coming down at the same time as those antibodies are coming down. But really, by observing that the antibodies are coming down, the understanding is that it's a good idea to have a booster dose and make the antibodies back to high levels again. And it's, what we've seen overseas is that they are starting to offer booster doses. It's likely that booster doses will be recommended here. So booster doses are likely to come our way, but there is certainly some protection that remains, even though the antibody levels might be on the way down and declining. Your body has still been exposed to the antigens by being vaccinated and will still make a memory response rather than a first response when they see the antigen again.